The current air quality readings launch us into our first discussion about dealing with two respiratory threats at once, and the smoke we expect at least a little while each fire season. But this fire season lands in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic when we're already concerned about things hanging in the air and getting into our lungs. Let's explore the two concerns together and get some refreshers on protecting ourselves. Two guests, Dr. Richard Lehman is the Chief Medical Officer in the Public Health Division of the Oregon Health Authority. Dr. Lehman, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
We also have with us Valerie Lane, who is a public health information officer for Klamath County. Valerie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Lehman, I can't imagine there's ever been in recent memory a conjunction of concerns like this at the same time.
Well, of course, back in 2009, we had wildfires, and we also had H1N1, the influenza pandemic, as you remember. So, yeah, We've got strategies we can all use in order to protect ourselves. I guess that's the key thing.
Okay. So what would be some of the starting points? I mean, do we need to think differently about anything? And I mean, or is it just about a matter of putting a barrier between ourselves and the stuff that's floating around out there that we don't want in us?
Well, we do know that there are a number of respiratory illnesses that may be in the setting of exposure to wildfire smoke, the infection risk is higher, and potentially for some people it may make the illness more severe. So I think the key thing, turns out that a number of the things that we do to protect ourselves from wildfire smoke, like staying inside your home when you can, and using an air filter, particularly if you're somebody who's very sensitive to smoke, also lessen the risk of COVID.
All right. So essentially with COVID around, I mean, I know we've talked about the different levels of air quality, you know, good to moderate to unhealthy for sensitive groups, unhealthy and very unhealthy and hazardous. I mean, should we all think in terms of ourselves as sensitive groups, given COVID-19 along with the smoke?
Well, I think still the folks who are most sensitive to wildfire smoke, those are still the folks who really have to be especially careful. And those include people with underlying heart disease or underlying lung disease, including asthma. Older adults, which I guess I now qualify as, may be more likely to have heart or lung disease, even if they don't know they have it. Young children have smaller airways, and so sometimes smoke can affect them. Also, pregnant women may have an increased risk of low birth weight babies if they're exposed to smoke for an extended time. That, I guess the other group I'd mention is if folks are homeless or if folks are having to work outside a lot of the time, they may be more exposed to smoke.
Okay. Well, let me zero in on one of those points because it affects me too, being 60 years old now. At what point in life should we think, you know, maybe my lungs can't put up with the stuff they used to put up with?
Yeah, and typically, you know, it's just as a precaution, but typically we say around 65.
Okay. All right. So a couple of things.
You got a little time.
Thank you. Thanks for that. Valerie Lane, Klamath County Public Health, talk about the preparations you have made over there to deal with what, I mean, you're already dealing with COVID, as all health agencies are, but then you've had to also prepare for COVID plus smoke. How has that been different this year?
So on Monday night, when we had the big smoke intrusion from the Caldwell fire, we got to a place of having hazardous conditions on Monday about 7 p.m., and that found me posting that we were in a hazardous situation so that people could get indoors and do what they need to do. We were taking a lot of calls from people that are very concerned about how do I protect myself from COVID and also from the smoke that's outdoors. We've been very fortunate, I think, the way that the smoke has dissipated, because being a basin, things tend to hold in here a little bit longer than is ideal. From a public relations standpoint, I think just trying to encourage people to remember that, like Dr. Lehman said, the same things that we're doing for COVID, coming indoors, Social distancing, making sure that we're not doing the things that are going to potentially put us at risk. One of the things that I personally am a little bit concerned about that I've seen on social media and had people mention when they call is that they want to wear their mask inside. And I'm not a medical professional, but I do think that when you're in your own home, there are better ways to try to prevent yourself from having the exposure to smoke. And that includes getting a HEPA filter appliance. And if you're not able to do that, you can actually put a HEPA filter on a box fan, and that helps to get things cleaner indoors. One of the things that I think most of us don't realize is that just even vacuuming can increase the air pollution inside our homes. So just trying to inform people that we can make some good choices to keep us healthy, whether it's COVID or whether it's wildfire smoke.
I want to make sure I heard that clearly. You said vacuuming can increase the risk of stuff moving around in the air in our homes?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense because you're picking up the dust.
At the time that you're vacuuming. Boy, Valerie, I'm glad you brought that up because I think that's really one of the most important things that people in those sensitive groups can do is just to create a special clean air place for themselves at home, and just having that air filter makes sense with COVID, it makes sense with wildfire smoke, but it makes sense for all the other potential fine particles that people might get exposed to. So it just makes it a cleaner, safer place.
Smoke and COVID at the same time, the discussion topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. You're welcome to join in as we continue with Dr. Richard Lehman, Chief Medical Officer in the Public Health Division at the Oregon Health Authority, and Valerie Lane, who is a Health Information Officer for Klamath County Public Health. 800-838-3760 with questions or comments. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. The idea of the HEPA filters, what are they screening out? Are they doing the same sort of thing that, for example, an N95 mask does for us, Dr. Lehman?
So actually, and Jeffrey, I should mention, just so I don't get nailed by my colleagues, I'm actually Chief Medical Officer for Health Security Preparedness and Response at the Public Health Division, Not the entire Public Health Division. Give me a few years.
Okay, one more level of explanation for the title then, okay.
Right. But, basically what a HEPA filter does that is so important is it can screen out fine particles. And there are lots of things in wildfire smoke, obviously. But the ones that are that cause the most risk of acute health problems for somebody who has heart disease or lung disease or small airways are the very fine particles. They're very, very small, 2.5 microns or smaller. And what a HEPA filter does is it gets those out of the air. It also gets bigger particles out of the air. So it just takes away the thing from smoke that is causing the biggest problem.
And then what kind of expense, Valerie? I mean, imagine in Klamath County, where, you know, we're not talking hugely great incomes here, but some, you mentioned like a box fan method,
right?
Even a fairly cheap way to go about doing some of the work you need to get done.
Right. So a box fan is about $25. And then depending upon where you're getting the HEPA filter, that can be about $10. So for $35, you put yourself in a position of being a little bit healthier. One of the things that I also like to remind people is that, again, I'm not a doctor, but water is such an important part of the composition of our bodies. So when we're seeing smoke intrusion and we know that it's getting in our lungs, it benefits us to consume water. A lot of people forget that just being hydrated is a way to help your lungs do a better job.
Okay, which reminds me that when we were talking about masks before, and you mentioned people talking about wanting to wear their masks inside, I want to ask Dr. Lehman to weigh in on that one. Let's talk about kinds of masks and places where they could and should be worn, specifically for the smoke. I mean, obviously, we want face coverings indoors in public spaces where people share all the time now in Oregon.
Yeah, so I think since we've got two issues we're dealing with here, there's COVID. And there are certain things that we think really are very effective in preventing COVID spread, and one of those is staying farther away from people. So that's still important, whether you're wearing a mask or not. It's still important to stay farther away from people, particularly if they're sick. It's important to be cleaning our hands, and that could be either with hand sanitizer or with washing your hands. I mean, those are just good things to do. If somebody is wearing a mask, they can actually protect other people just in case they happen to have the virus on board. And sometimes you might have the virus on board before you know you're sick. And so it's good to protect other people. I think it's okay to wear a mask when you're indoors around other people, particularly and at home. I think that's okay, particularly if you are thinking, I've been out, I was at the store, I was around a bunch of people and closer than I would have liked to be. So that's a reasonable precaution. But I would point out, and I think Valerie would agree, that doesn't protect you against the smoke.
All right. So Valerie, were you getting a fair number of contacts from people as the smoke got fairly thick on Monday of this week?
Well, it happened later in the day, and it was really intriguing to me. I live out in the Bonanza area, so to see how that infiltration had come, just not into Klamath Falls proper, but into the outlying areas, and then checking in with some colleagues that live in other parts of the community. So our communities closer to the border, Maryland, Malin, they had been dealing with the smoke before the rest of us had been, but the wind shifted so that they had cleared out. And what was really challenging on Monday was that it was happening after hours. So just trying to ensure that most people know, I'm going to check my email if you've got a question. Email me even after hours, trying to be sure on Facebook that people had the update. So hour by hour, things changed. We went from hazardous at 7 to very harmful at 8. And we finally got to just being unhealthy. And it's really intriguing, I think, that when we find ourselves in this sort of situation, that you can be thankful to be at an unhealthy level, because being at hazardous for an extended period of time, especially for people who hadn't been prepared for that intrusion, that could have led, I think, to some concerns later this week about why does my throat hurt, what's going on with my respiratory system.
Right. Yeah, you raise a good point, though, that when it backs off, even from, you know, from unhealthy to unhealthy for sensitive groups, there's a level of relief there. But you can certainly see better, too, is one thing about that. I know it's interesting, too, to watch the fact that the Weather Service declared the air quality advisory, and then it seems like the air quality has been moderate or better ever since.
It's absolutely true. So we were on what we call a smoke call Tuesday morning. We're going to have another one this morning to see what we need to do over the weekend. So that involves looking at the weather patterns, what we know is happening with the fires. And the projection had been that because of the low pressure that was sitting out on the coast, that we were going to be inundated with smoke throughout the entire week. Fortunately, that's not the way that it happened. I feel really bad that my colleagues over in Jackson County are now having to deal with what we're dealing with. But I think that that's the thing about public health, is that we have such great professionals, you know, Dr. Lehman being on his call this morning for Southern Oregon, and that's such a huge resource, I think, and statewide. I think all of my colleagues are doing the very best they can to ensure the health and safety of their communities.
Smoke and COVID, the discussion here on the Jefferson Exchange. Valerie Lane is with Klamath County Public Health. Dr. Richard Lehman is with the Oregon Public Health Authority Public Health Division. Dr. Lehman, that we were talking about a space within the house here earlier. So essentially, like, pick a room that you will use the filters on, that kind of thing?
I think that's actually not a bad way to go, because you can get very, very good air quality within that room, and that's been demonstrated. And as Valerie said, there are fairly inexpensive ways to do that now.
Okay. So, Valerie, for the folks who've never gone and bought a HEPA filter, we're talking about the kinds of filters that fit into your air conditioning system or your heating system?
Absolutely. That is the same thing. So you can go to a variety of stores in my community You can find them at Walmart, Fred Meyer, Home Depot, Diamond Home Improvement. And they have different levels. So the higher the number, the finer the mesh to kind of get things filtered out. Mm-hmm. That PM2.5 is what we see a lot of with wildfire smoke. And so a 13 would be like the perfect pristine air if you had an HVAC system. But even down lower, at least you're getting some stuff cleaned out.
Dr. Lehman, the big concern with smoke is PM2.5, as Valerie just mentioned. So these are like particles 2.5 microns or smaller?
Right, right. And actually, the Colville tribe has a wonderful do-it-yourself video of how to make a do-it-yourself air filter.
Okay. Valerie, is there even further jury rigging than just buying the filters? I mean, I'm wearing a mask that has a bit of a vacuum cleaner bag, a HEPA vacuum cleaner bag in it. So it seems like a lot of jury rigging has gone on through COVID that might actually be useful to people trying to avoid the particulate pollution.
Absolutely. So not to be facetious, but we get a lot done with duct tape. You can put that filter on a box fan with duct tape. And Dr. Lehman was talking about the Colville tribe and that video. That's a great video. The Yurok tribe many years ago when they were seeing the Sonoma fires were the ones that really began to look at this as a way to inexpensively protect their people. So that's the other thing is that when we talk about COVID, we talk about the equity issues involved with our marginalized groups, our homeless folks, our people who might not have the health literacy that others do, or they may struggle to understand what we're saying in English, and just trying to ensure that everyone has the same access to good, clean air. We're not in a position to offer clean air spaces because we want to keep people far apart. But in previous years, being able to go to the senior center, being able to go to the libraries, were opportunities to ensure that there was as pure as you could get.
Okay, final question because we're down to our last minute here, but Susan in Ashland wants to know about pollen, dust, and molds, wants to know if Swiffers are a good way to clean indoors. Dr. Lehman?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I use a Swiffer, and it works very well, and it does not, it is unlikely to cause the increase of stuff flying around that that vacuuming would, so I think that's a reasonable option.
All right. So one of the don't vacuum, and then just a quick brush up on the filter. Just put it on the side of the fan where the air is coming in. Is that the way to go about this, Valerie?
I've been seeing it mostly where the air is coming out.
Okay. All right.
Bringing the air in and then pushes it through the filter before it comes into the room with you.
Okay. Valerie Lane, Klamath County Public Health. Dr. Richard Lehman from the Public Health Division of OHA. Thank you both for joining us on The Exchange. Bottom of the hour. Here's Marketplace Tech.